My dear sisters and brothers in the Lord, as we begin this new year together, a year that will be marked with both challenges and opportunities, I come to you to ask your help. Specifically, your help to realize the vision of hope that I outlined for you in my Christmas greetings. A vision that imagines that you and I will build a bridge home to those who have not yet found their way back in worship, and those who have left perhaps long ago. But the vision begins with the realization that you and I have been called by the Lord to teach and preach our faith with vigor, to build our communities of faith into lively, welcoming gatherings of family, and to reach out to those who are in need. That's the perennial mission of the church. And I come to you to ask your financial help so that we can continue to maintain the ministries that you are so familiar with that help to realize those three goals, but also some new initiatives that the literature of the appeal will explain in greater detail that allows us to build these specific bridges to those who have questions, to those who are doubting, to those who are sorrowing, to those who feel left behind. My dear friends, we know the challenges we have faced. This chapel may be familiar to many of you who joined me electronically when we celebrated Mass together in the early days of the pandemic. And I wish the pandemic were over, but it's not. And it continues to cause devastating harm to so many in our midst. We need to bring them hope, and that's why I come to you. We also live in a time of great challenge for our church. I come to you because we need to make hope real by living, preaching, witnessing, and going out in faith, one step at a time, safely, but one step at a time. You have been so generous all these years, for which I am so grateful. But now I come to you with even greater urgency. I need your help to maintain what it is the Lord has asked us to do and to rise to the challenges before us, to build bridges of hope to anyone who is willing to walk with us. Please give to the appeal as generously and as sacrificially as you can. And I thank you in advance for your kindness and your support. May God bless you and your loved ones as together we work to build a vision of hope here in Fairfield County.